Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the book of Hebrews. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And we're starting here in chapter 1, verse 1. It reads, "In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways." So what's he saying here? Well, first of all, we notice that there is no greeting. This is a letter. But as someone said, it starts like an essay, proceeds like a sermon, and finishes like a letter. And when you get to chapter 13, I think you'll see that. However, it's all a letter, really. It's just that the writer wants to get straight into his subject because I think he's so excited about it. He's so excited to talk about Jesus, to talk about the author of the maker of all things and of what that means for us, that he just gets straight in there. And he uses some poetic devices here. In that one sentence, or half sentence actually, the first verse of Hebrews, he has five Greek words beginning with the letter P. Poulemeros, many times. Poulutropos, in many ways. Palai, long ago. Patrasin, father. And prophetes, prophet. Five words beginning with P. He's P, P, P. He's getting their attention. Come on, wake up. The big bang is happening here as he gets into things right at the start. And what is he saying about the past, about the old covenant, the prophets of the past? He's saying that the past was inferior to the present, but still valuable. The writer is not denigrating the previous revelation, all of what we read in the Old Testament. He's demonstrating, in fact, a continuity with it. God did speak to our forefathers. He's going to go on and talk about how he has spoken to us now, but it still was God speaking. He will later elevate the new superior revelation, but he wants them to know that it still mattered. He sees that the Israelites and their forebears are at one in heritage with the church. And so, as we think about our response to this, we should consider how we think about the Old Testament. We of the Christian faith too often don't think highly enough of the Old Testament. If you look at the average Bible held by a Christian, just have a look and see which bit is read more often. Perhaps it makes sense and it's okay to say we've read the Gospels and the New Testament a bit more than the Old, and the New Testament is shorter. But our Old Testament is there. It is part of our heritage, and God did speak to our forefathers. And indeed, if we read with open hearts and open minds, he will speak to us today through the words of the Old Testament. How is your Old Testament knowledge? Now, I must say, I know the New Testament better than the Old. But I remember when I first came to church many, many years ago, I heard a good friend of mine, Douglas Jacoby, teaching on the Old Testament, and it came alive, and it is alive, for the Word of God is there. Studying the Old Testament gives us a good grounding and understanding of how to understand the New Testament. How can we understand about the Christ and about his new covenant unless we understand the Old? It's when we understand the Old we get more grateful for the New. As we study the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, please let us not neglect the study of the Old Testament, for God will speak to us through those words as well. Today, why not pick up your Old Testament? Why not have a look at a passage, a psalm, something from Genesis, a passage from Deuteronomy, an inspiring example from the book of Daniel? Read something and let God speak to you today. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 2, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day. And by the way, why don't you pop over to iTunes and give us a review and some stars, if you wouldn't mind? That will help spread the word. Thank you so much, and God bless.